Leah Cantrell looked down at her hands and closed her eyes, willing them to stop trembling. It wasn't like she hadn't seen Tom's injured face before. Why was the sight of all that bruising still affecting her so much? In the couple of days since the rescue mission, Leah had largely hovered in the background while Miri and Kate tended to Tom and Mac's wounds. Yet here it was, almost 3 days since the rescue mission, and she still shook like a leaf kicked up in the wind at the sight of Tom's abused body. Miner's goons had done a number on what had been, she found herself thinking more often, a handsome face. His smooth cheekbones were both swollen and puffy beyond what she would recognize as normal. His left eye had a black ring around it. The eyelids were so distended that even if he wanted to open them, he couldn't. On top of everything else, Miner's thugs had almost broken his nose, which Miri had already bandaged, and split his lower lip. Leah dabbed a little of the salve Miri had given her on one finger and gently massaged the bruised, swollen skin near Tom's eyes. She clenched her teeth and fought back the tears that tried to form as she looked down at her patient. He'd slept through the night for the first time without painkillers, which Miri insisted was a very good sign. Leah frowned. Even the slightest touch of her fingers on his injured skin caused Tom to moan in his sleep and turn his head away from her ministrations. Leah took the opportunity to examine Tom's neck, grimacing as her eyes fell upon the blurred finger-shaped bruise where someone had choked him.
"Whoever did this to you," she whispered, more to herself than Tom, "must have had hands like bricks."
She wiped her eyes before pulling a small notebook out of her sweatshirt pocket. Miri had been keeping track of patient vital signs and insisted Leah do so as well. Leah gently took Tom's left hand in hers and placed the two fingers over his wrist, counting his pulse while looking at her watch. She jotted down her findings next to the list of vital stats on the paper and put the notebook in her lap.
"At least everything is stable," she muttered.
Leah leaned over and ever so gently brushed some of Tom's black hair off his forehead, careful not to touch his skin. She could feel the heat rising off his brow. Leah made a note for Miri in shaky script that Tom felt warm, but also suggested it could just be because he was covered up in blankets and had been sleeping throughout the night. Writing down the observations helped Leah focus and keep her from crying. One side of her mouth curled up in a small secret smile as she congratulated herself on finally being able to check on Tom without losing control of her emotions. She sat back in the chair next to Tom's cot and watched him breathe, slow and steady. He'd risked everything by defying Miner and sending out the warning for her not to come back to Grover Creek. She crossed her arms, suddenly cold, and wished she'd added a second layer of clothing. The mere thought of Miner gave her the chills.
"He's never going to stop. He's going to hunt us down. I can feel it."